Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Good evening. God bless you today.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm Americus Cheney, Apostolic Prelate for Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship.
Amen. Dr. Clarice Cheney, Soul Harvest. Amen.
Prophet Walter Evans, Soul Harvest Ministry.
Amen. And so we're delighted to come in your homes or your cars or wherever you're at listening. And we're on Facebook Live, and we pray that there are those that would just tune in and listen to what God is saying. That we're starting a new year,
yes.
2018,
hallelujah.
And it has so
yay,
much
glory.
God detail for us. We have to understand the number 8 means new beginning, new
yes.
beginning.
Yes.
And last year, God began to deal with me. He gave something. He said 2017, 2018 is a year of prophetic provision, yes. prophetic provision. And what does that mean? Last year, you had a lot of people that God was bringing them into order, and he was bringing them into alignment. And there are a lot of things that happen at the end of the year, a lot of tragedies, or that you've been, there are those that are listening right now, you was hurt, and you had went through a trial, and you're going through a trial. And so the Holy Spirit began to deposit in me and to impart in me that we're going to experience God's provision and God's vindication of this year.
Amen.
But this is a year of rejuvenation,
yeah.
a season of a resurrection, a season of reconciliation. And to those that truly believe in God, my, those that truly put their trust in God, we're going to see the victory and what God will do for us. We're going to start off, amen, with Dr. Cheney, my lovely wife. And so in this, when we talk about reconciliation, rejuvenation, when we talk about these things, what come in your heart
praise
or what you
God.
Want to share with the people?
Amen. Rejuvenation. Amen. Rejuvenation is what it's like what Nehemiah said in the 7th chapter, the 1st through the 73rd, is rebuilding our faith. Amen.
Yes.
Now, what is rejuvenation? It's to restore to youthful energy,
yes.
appearance, make young again.
I hope somebody hears
amen.
That.
Amen. It's time to rejuvenate your life. And when I say rejuvenate your life, it's time to rejuvenate your life with favor. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look at Psalms 85. I like Psalms 85. I say, pray that the Lord will restore your favor. Now, what brings favor? And I want to talk about, just even talk about how Joseph, how he gained favor. And remember Joseph, he was done wrong. He was betrayed by his brothers. He was mistreated and accused and thrown in jail by Potiphar's wife. But what did Joseph have? Joseph had favor. Amen. And guess what? Bring on favor. Favor brings on. In order to attain favor, you have to have forgiveness. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Praise
amen.
God. In order to have favor, these things that you have to do. First of all, you got to have forgiveness, and you have to choose to forgive. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that what Joseph did? Joseph forgave his brothers. Amen.
Yes, yes.
He forgave everything that happened to him. Another thing that Joseph had was love.
Mm-hmm.
Love
amen.
Brings favor. Amen.
Amen.
Joseph, praise God. Joseph, praise God. In Genesis 39 is an excellent example of how love brings favor. And when we exercise it in our life, Joseph has so much favor that guess what? The keepers in the prison put him in front of everything. He made him the administrator of all the work.
Yes, yes.
Amen. And you know, I believe that happened to Joseph because of the favor that God gave him, because in his life, he learned to forgive and he
yes.
learned to love. And that brought favor into his life. So you know what? When we walk in favor, and guess what? The devil can't do anything to hurt us, praise God. Because
yes.
whatever the devil does, meant for evil, God turned around for our good. And that's
yes.
what happened to Joseph. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So favor will cause us to arise out of obscurity.
Come on
yes.
now.
To the prominent place God wants for us.
And I hope
yes.
y'all hearing this.
Yes. yes.
And favor will cause us to be at the head and not the tail.
That's right. Amen.
Above only and not beneath.
And not beneath.
Amen.
Because favor puts us there.
Because favor puts us there.
And being rejuvenated, like you said, coming back to that youthful that youthful mindset in God.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is not nothing stagnant, not nothing repulsive, not nothing where that we begin to hold on tradition or religion. That causes us to turn away. We can't be rejuvenated with something that God doesn't want us to operate in, to walk in the first place. Resurrection.
Yes.
When God resurrects us, he literally brings us into a place of that that spiritual exposure that causes his people to rise into the occasion that is fitted for this season. I said earlier, the prophetic provision. God is prophetically providing for us.
Yes.
What is God is saying in this season? God is wanting to resurrect those hearts. He wants to resurrect. And a lot of times we have to go to reassess situations that are in our lives. Not all the time when we talk about, when God begins to talk about resurrection, is that he'll bring those things that are dead alive in your midst. There are things that you have to depart from. One of the scriptures says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And what it says is talking about the word metamorphosis, or another root word, morph, which means to ascend, but it also means to reposition. So a lot of times we have to reposition ourselves to experience the resurrected power of God. Go ahead, prophet.
The scripture, the continuation of that scripture says that you may prove what is the will of God.
The will of God.
Yes.
So your mind is changed and renewed. Now, on the Jewish calendar, this is the year 5778.
Yes.
This is the year, as you're saying this, this is the year that the double anointing.
Glory, glory.
Well, those people who are, seem like they've gone through hell in 2017.
Yes.
They seem dry, unimpressed.
Mm-hmm.
No inspiration.
Yeah.
But they're receiving a double portion of the anointing now.
Yeah, glory, glory.
They're catching on fire.
Yes.
He said he makes his ministers a flame of fire.
Yes.
They're catching on fire again.
Yes.
The inspiration is coming back.
Amen.
They're being rejuvenated.
Yes.
Revived.
Come on now.
Restored.
Yes.
So I'm declaring restoration for finances.
Glory. Come on.
Restoration for families.
Yeah.
Restoration for ministries.
Yes. Yes.
Restoration for lives being restored.
Yes.
Restoration means brought back into place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was out of place.
Yes.
Bringing back.
Yes.
We're coming back to our first love in this year.
Yes, we are.
Amen. I want to declare, too, we want to restore negative thinking to positive thinking this year.
Amen.
Because
your consciousness has to be shifted and changed.
Yes.
You can't never go into another area. Whatever it is, business, relationship, having the same concept of your mind, the consciousness, when you begin to shift certain atmospheres will never be shifted until you shift consciously, because you have to understand it comes from the heart. The scripture tells us that if we believe and from our hearts, our mouths speak, confession is made into salvation. So in everything, confession is made into what the word of God says that pertains to our life. We take God's word and we say, Lord, I apply this scripture, but at the same token, you have to rise. When we talk about restoration, rejuvenation, it's not just going to automatically come. You have to have a mindset to say, God, Lord, I need this shifting. I need this change.
Yeah.
I need this turnaround. I need you to provide. I need you to come in and minister to my heart. Those that are crying out and didn't see the move of God last year, you're going to experience the move of God this year. He's not going to let you, amen, praise God, continue in the same circumstances and situation you was before. When the Bible tells us, it says that he will not cause us to be ashamed, those that know him, those that are calling out upon his name. He will not allow you to be shameful before anyone.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. And I cast down this year imaginations and people have insecurity, amen.
Yes,
praise God, because God loves us. You got to know that you are wonderfully and beautifully made in him.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
And that goes all with that negative thinking. We have to shift the way we thinking. We got to know, and I love this scripture in Romans 8:28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. So it's still going to turn out to work for your good. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
And go ahead.
Amen.
In Joel 2:23, it says, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month.
Glory, glory.
This is the first month.
This is the first month. Well, I talked about that window earlier. We have to understand is that a window can, when it rains, you open up to a partiality. That window is just a space, and you talk about that rain, that former rain, that latter rain. The latter rain would be greater than the former rain. That window of opportunity, and we would look at it in the physical sense, is that once that window is open, then it has a duration. You don't know your duration. You don't know your time that window is open for you. The Bible tells us, it says that chance and opportunity happens to every man. Okay, and so you have to understand is that what are you doing for that window of opportunity is open for you? We understand that it comes with adversities and adversaries and things like that. And that's why our faith has to, and God is rejuvenating, he's reviving us to come to meet that, to meet that expectation and to prepare us. I believe that last year, coming out of last year, amen, praise God, that last season, the things that you've been going through, some of us, we lost loved ones and things that are what's happening. And it's not going to be for everybody. It's for everybody that's seeking the face of God. It's for everybody that has a heart for God to seek the Lord, open up their mind and telling God to fill me. We sing songs like that, fill me, Lord, and take out of the things that has been in us that's causing, amen, not just the poverty, but spoilage. There's things that's been in us so long that it spoils us. And then what comes out is something regurgitated or something that has been spoiled spirit soullessly in our spirit. And so God wants now to, in this season, to revive us, to bring fresh revelation, fresh manna, fresh and renewed mindset, renewed consciousness. And you have to get into it while it's hot. Go ahead, Prophet.
Amen. Amen. No procrastination.
Amen.
No procrastination.
Come on, come on now.
And you have to get into it. And you have to understand this is right. If you, when you're seeking the face of God, God, the Holy Spirit begin to deal with me concerning about a book. I'm writing a book, y'all. Praise God.
Praise
My wife
God.
Is writing a book. Amen. And so it's not because of the fact that people just to write a book just to have it. This is something from experience. But the Lord says, do it. And so I hear the Holy Spirit says this to somebody, do it. Whatever God, glory be to God, whatever glory God puts in your soul, put in your spirit to do, do it. The resources are there in this timing because it's not going to be of you. It's going to be all of God.
Amen. I want to say too, praise God. God gave you, like you said, urgency to do it, and God leading you to, leading and guiding you to get up and do what he tell you to do. It's the timing now. It's a season, praise God. You got to get up and do what God tell you to do. Amen.
Amen.
You can't sit there and hold your hands and expect for him to do it for you. You just got to walk in that season of obedience and do it. Amen.
Amen.
When he opened that door, you better run through it. Amen.
Yes. That reminds me of this scripture. He says he's opened the prison doors to those who are bound.
Yes.
He's healed the brokenhearted.
Come on now.
Ah, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the anointing.
Yes.
So, this opportunity, this season, it is now.
It is now.
Yes, yes.
But we can't, if we sit back and just sit down and don't move, it'll pass us by.
It will pass us by.
Then we'll miss it.
Then we'll miss it. And then we'll put it on the devil.
And then and sometimes,
and the devil ain't had nothing to do with that.
And we'll do.
And then we'll say it's God. A lot of us will say, well, God, me and my wife, we was talking about, Dr. Cheney was talking about it earlier. We'll say, well, God may not have wanted me to have it because I don't have it. Well, have you done all step to stand? You know, a lot of times when things that doesn't go our way, things that doesn't happen, it's not necessarily that God doesn't want you to have it.
You make
excuses. And not only that, what happens is that are you standing on God's word?
Mm-hmm.
Did God say, the Bible say, haven't done all you stood, have you stood in God's might and God's strength? Or do you have spiritual discernment, discerning the time and the season? The Bible say the sons of Issachar understood the times and the seasons.
Amen.
And so we have to understand the time and the seasons that we're living in. We cannot be spiritual procrastinators. If God's put in your spirit, amen, to start a ministry, then you allow God to do it. Do not say what I don't have. Yeah, put things in together. He'll give you the spirit of wisdom. praise God. But don't allow fear and don't allow the devil, the enemy, the wicked one, to begin to steal that what God has placed. Go ahead, prophet.
So this is a prophetic clarion call that will point the direction. This is the season to walk in.
This is the season.
Amen.
Don't discount it. Don't say it's not there. Don't be afraid to do it.
Come on now.
God told Joshua. He told him to have be bold.
Mm-hmm.
Have courage.
Yes.
It took a lot for Joshua to stand up and walk out and do what the Lord told him to do.
Yes. But he did it.
So and go ahead, man.
God's anointing others to step up in boldness.
Boldness.
To declare.
To declare, make a bold proclamation.
Yes.
And we see with Gideon, he said that the Bible, the angel called him mighty man of valor. Okay, even though that he was in this situation, to him, doesn't seem that he was valiant, a person that has abilities to do.
He discounted himself. Who am I?
Yes, who am I?
I'm, like I'm the lowest. I'm not that much.
Uh-huh.
But God said he was mighty.
He said he was mighty. The Lord is telling those that are out there that, now we're saying that those that are obeying God, you have a heart to serve God. Those that are in sin, you need to turn away from your sin. You need to pray and ask the Lord to forgive you, because you're not going to see a season. You're in a season where you put yourself in there, a perversion of or lust or whatever the case may be, manipulation, a control, sorcery, whatever, and you're doing what you want to do. You can't expect to see the seasons of God operate. But if you're crying out, if you're praying, say, Lord, deliver me, God, I want to be set free from this. Well, he's going to hear your cry in this season. If you're sincere, mm-hmm. and you say, Lord, I don't want to be in this situation. I want to be delivered. To those that have accountability and responsibility and say, Lord, I don't want to be like this, God. Well, he's going to hear your cry and he's going to come to deliver you. But this is the clarion call. This is where the Lord said, come up, rise up. I'm here for you. We're getting ready to experience that. I said it last year, the beginning of last year, how just recently, several months ago, here on Praise 107.9 our broadcast and on Facebook, that we're going to see weird weather patterns. We're going to see, and these things are going to happen. Earthquakes and the Lord showed me at one particular time we're going to have one of the worst heat devastation here in the United States, heat wave. I don't know when it's going to be, but we're going to have that.
Mm.
Praise God, we're going to have that, and the Lord began to show me that.
We're having a winter wave now.
We're having a winter wave, but it's going to be something. God wants us to be in the place. Mm. He wants to be us to be in a supernatural place that we do not doubt. We have faith in him and believing that he can do all things.
Now, this is also the year for those who have been wounded in their spirit and soul.
Come on now.
They've been going through a healing.
Yes.
But their spirit's going to roar back.
Hallelujah.
It's going to come on them.
Come
and they're going to be like a Gideon.
Yes.
Oh, my.
They're
going
to be like a Samson.
Amen.
Yes.
They're going to kill thousands.
Oh, that's awful.
I like that.
And what it is, man of God, watch this. To those that are listening, I want y'all to listen to this, and those that are on Facebook, hear me when I say this here. There are curses, there are not generational curses where God has placed, because you are a new creation in God. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. He has became a curse for you. Cursed every man that hangeth upon the tree. But there are genetic curses. There are things that... there are bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that you have to go back. There are in-depth things that hold you accountable in the realm of the spirit, or in the spirit world, not the realm of the spirit. We have the realm of the spirit, or the spirit world, that demonic entities and things like that try to hold you bound to suffice the sins of your fathers. Now watch this. God doesn't do that, but these things, they hold you accountable for something that, and you have to curse it. There are genetic things. There are things that you believe that you think is just your flesh, and it's something diabolical. There's something that is demonic, and we understand the Bible says, "Well, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we war against powers and principalities, spiritual weight, and all of these things." And I needed to say that fast because of the time. But we understand that these things that come upon you may not just be your emotions, may not just be what you inherited, bad hate behavior and character from your forefathers. This could be something that's demonic that you inherited from your forefathers. And so now you have to begin to analyze. When I say reassess and revisit even your soulish areas, even things that you do, this is the season to go and say, is this you, Lord? Is this me? What is it? And when things that are happening, praise God, when things that are happening in your life, you have to make an assessment to see whether or not if this is me or is this something demonic. And so what you were talking about, man of God, there is an anointing in this season to destroy that. I prophesy, if you stand up in the anointing in God, in the power, in the exousia, the delegated authority that Christ has given you, stand up in that power and declare that these things will no longer behave itself. It would cease, and you have to begin to say it.
Just as Jesus cursed the fig tree.
Yes.
He's given us the right and the authority of the believer.
Yes.
To take authority over every demonic foe
yes.
that will come against
yes.
us in that way.
Yes.
Every bloodline.
Yes.
Glory, glory,
amen.
Everything.
Amen.
I know this is going deep into spiritual warfare.
Amen.
But
yes, yes.
Sometimes this is we got to understand these things.
You
yes.
got to understand these
yes.
things.
Because if
amen.
You don't know, if you don't know, the devil know you don't know. He'll,
yes.
he'll take advantage of
he
you.
He will take advantage.
Yes, yes.
So
amen.
We need to learn how to fight the enemy.
Yes.
The Bible says we're not ignorant of the devices of Satan.
Yes.
Yes.
We know his tricks.
Yes.
So we know those things. He can't deceive us
he
any
can't
longer.
That's it. That's
yeah,
it.
He's
amen.
Here to learn.
And
amen.
When we talk about resurrection and reconciliation, we understand that we've been reconciled by God. Reconciliation, the enemy is not just going to allow you, he's going to try to resist you. I wouldn't say not to allow you. He can't stop God's people, but he'll try to resist you from going into that area. When you made up your mind and say, I'm not going to smoke anymore, I'm not going to the club anymore, and I'm talking about believers now.
Come on now.
Because you got a lot of them boogers that do that, and I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, and you made up in your mind, well, there's going to be a fight on your hands, but you're a more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Jesus overcame the world, and so you can too.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I just want to praise God. It's a prayer, amen, that I want you to listen to closely. It's talking about restoring negative. This is what we was talking about earlier, restoring negative thinking to positive thinking. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We have to begin to know and know, praise God, that God got us no matter what. Amen.
Yes.
And this is a good prayer. Praise God. It says, Father, I see myself as I see me. Father, I am unconditionally loved and accepted because of the blood Jesus shed for me. I refuse to think thoughts of inferiority and rejection. I have favor with you, Father, and with man. So people treat me well all day long.
Yes.
I cast down every imagination.
Yes.
Or picture myself as insecure, because that is not how you truly see me, Lord. I only think on those things that are obedient and pleasing to you, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Things that are lovely and kind and worthy of praise. You created and cared for me, Father. You have crowned me with glory and honor. Because I am your child, your words say that I have the same glory that you gave to Jesus.
Oh,
and
wow.
that I am one
Jesus.
With him.
Yes, Lord.
I am more than a conqueror. Through Christ, I am loved completely, totally, and conditional by the creator of the universe. You accepted me, Father. I am righteous in your son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We
amen.
Got
That's
to know
so
who we belong to, amen.
Amen.
And know that he's going to keep us and he's going to cover us, amen.
Now, as you were praying that, two things came to mind. I'm accepted in the beloved.
Come on now.
Yes.
I'm powerful through Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not of me.
It's mm. not of me.
God has done those things for me.
Yes.
To me.
Yes.
Through me.
Yes.
I'm of the Lord.
I'm of the Lord.
I'm not walking in my own strength.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not walking in my own will.
Yes. Amen.
You know, if we do things against our own will, like let's say we're on a diet.
Mm-hmm.
We're fighting our own will. We want to get the cake, but we're
yes.
going through a diet.
Yes.
We're going to fail.
We're going to fail.
But through the Lord's
strength, put him first. Come on
we
now.
Put him first.
You put him first.
We
acknowledge
can overcome.
Him.
Acknowledge him.
Him
always.
Mm-hmm. All things.
And what he'll do.
Amen.
We have a sign, beloved. There are assigned angelic beings to your destiny, to your pathway. The prophet just said that. God will give you strength supernaturally.
Yes, he will.
There are things that we try to do in our own power, but the Bible says lean on his strength
yes.
In the power of his might.
Yes.
And so a lot of times we try to accomplish something and try to do something. My wife, she just said something, Dr. Cheney, she said the glory. Unless you understand your divinity in God, his spirit, you have his spirit. We're going a little deep now because a lot of people believe that we're so far from God. And I call it a demonic slavery mentality, as if you have to prove yourself to God to be saved. And that's, he's already paid the price. And we understand the atonement and the propitiation of Christ, okay? And now, you know, and that slavery mentality, you cannot, you have to, when you say, well, Americans, what you mean by divinity? If you don't believe that you're a child of God, if you don't believe that he's your father,
mm-hmm.
spiritually, if he's God and he's a spirit being and everything that he has is holy, then you are holy according to this word. He said, be ye holy for I am
Holy.
Holy. Amen. What does that mean? He said, be as I am, because that's who you are. And you can't be holy if you're not holy. We have said that, okay, what holiness means is wearing the long dresses. And we understand that there's modesty, but at the same token, we try to commit to holiness as if it is a stipulation or the ordinances or statues, instead of operating through the grace and the power of the Christ. And so, when we talk about rejuvenation and restoration and reconciliation, we're telling those that are listening, listen to what we're saying today, that this is the season, this is the time, that if you're expecting rejuvenation, then you're going to receive it. If you're expecting restoration, you're going to receive it. If you're expecting resurrection, you're going to receive it.
Amen.
This is the season that God is allowing those that have cried out, that have burnt the midnight oil. And not only that, you don't have to pray 50 million hours to get God's attention. When he hears your heart, he's listening. See, he's going throughout the earth finding faith. Who is faithful? Go ahead, prophet.
No, the Bible says that his ear is open to the cry of his people.
Of his people.
So, like Daniel, when Daniel cried out, for 21 days he continued to pray.
Yes.
But the angel came in response to his prayer and said,
so
God heard you the first day.
Yes.
So when we come to God in faith, he that comes to God must first believe
that
he is.
And he's a reward to them that
believe. So when we come to God in faith and speak to him, he hears us the very moment.
Yes.
He's not so far that he cannot hear.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
His arm is not short that it cannot save.
Yes.
Amen.
He is a deliverer. He's an ever-present spirit.
Yes, he is. And we hope, we're trying to encourage you. We're talking about something with balance. We're not just going to tell you that God is going to show up like Santa Claus and cause you not to do anything. You have to put your faith in action. You have to put your heart where it needs to be. If you are in sin, it is a faith killer. Do not think that you're going to receive anything from God if you don't have a heart to say, Lord, I want to be obedient. And it's coming in aligning with God's word and what God's word says concerning it. You can't go by your emotions. You can't go by your mental capacity, your cognitive understanding, your intelligence. You have to go by the power of the Christ and what the Word of God says. Begin to speak and declare God's Word. Begin to say what God is saying. You have to hear what God is saying for yourself. You have to open up your ears. Don't become impaired to the voice of God. Sin is a faith killer. Go ahead.
Listen, I got another scripture I can't remember very quickly. It says, promotion cometh not from the east nor the west, but promotion cometh from God.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. This is a year of the anointing.
This
is a year of promotion.
Yes.
This is a year of increase. And acceleration.
Yes.
And accelerate. We want to encourage you, to those that are out there. You have to understand, by next time that we'll want it, we've been a blessing to you all out there, and you have, we have proven to you that God is with us. In the heart and in spirit, we pray that we're not just solicitating, but we want to ask you to give. We're going to have something up next week that you can go to, and you want to donate to us that you can, and sow into the ministry that we're at right now. Blessings the last.
Amen.
Dr. Cheney.
Amen. Remember to restore from negative thinking to positive thinking, and remember to rejuvenate your life with favor and with love. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. You're invited to join Soul Harvest Ministries tomorrow morning at 11:30, 5560 Timaquana Road and the Timaquana Business Center. Connect with Soul Harvest Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.